This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The last-minute decision to send 3,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan to help partially evacuate the U.S. embassy is calling into question whether U.S. President Joe Biden will meet his August 31st deadline for fully withdrawing combat forces. The first U.S. Marines began arriving in Kabul, the capital, on Friday, and most of the rest of the 3,000 are due by Sunday. Officials have stressed the newly arriving troops' mission is limited to assisting the airlift of embassy personnel and Afghan allies, and they expect to complete it by month's end. Afghan officials said on Saturday the Taliban seized two more provinces and approached the outskirts of Kabul while also launching a multi-pronged assault on a major northern city defended by former warlords. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani delivered a televised speech, his first public appearance since the recent Taliban gains, and pledged not to give up after the, quote, achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. The Biden administration has asserted that Afghan security forces have tangible advantages over the insurgents, including a viable air force and superior numbers. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday said the scale of natural disasters that have hit Russia this year has been, quote, absolutely unprecedented. Speaking at a video conference with officials on the effects of Siberia's record-setting forest fires, he said it was important to work on the climate agenda, quote, systematically. While Siberia sees an annual wildfire season each summer, the fires have burned with increasing intensity in recent years, which Russian weather officials and environmentalists have linked to climate change. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Families of those missing after Turkey's worst floods in years anxiously watched rescue teams search buildings on Saturday, fearing the death toll from raging torrents could rise further. At least 44 people have died from floods in the northern Black Sea region, the second natural disaster to strike the country this month. In one collapsed building along the banks of a swollen river, 10 people are still believed to be buried. The rapid floodwaters appear to have swept away the foundations of several apartment blocks. The floods brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring wildfires that raged through southern coastal regions for 2 weeks had been brought under control. About 45 centimeters or 18 inches of rain fell in less than 3 days in one Turkish village. Torrents of water tossed dozens of cars and heaps of debris along streets, destroyed bridges, closed roads, and cut off electricity to hundreds of villages. Iranian state media reported Saturday Iran will impose a 6-day-long general lockdown in cities across the country after being hit by what it describes as a fifth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The lockdown includes all bazaars, markets, and public offices, as well as movie theaters, gyms, and restaurants in all Iranian cities. The lockdown will begin on Monday and last through Saturday. The National Coronavirus Task Force, which issued the decision, also ordered a travel ban between all Iranian cities from Sunday to Friday. Iran is struggling to vaccinate its people against the pandemic. Like much of the world, it remains far behind countries like the United States in vaccinations, with only 3.8 million of its more than 80 million people having received both doses. Lebanon's central bank governor says nobody is running the country as he defends his decision to halt fuel subsidies that have drained currency reserves, saying the government could resolve the problem by passing necessary legislation. The central bank governor on Radio Free Lebanon Saturday pressed back against government accusations that he had acted alone in declaring an end to subsidies on Wednesday, saying everyone knew the decision was coming. The move is the latest turn in a crippling financial crisis that has sunk the Lebanese pound by 90% in less than 2 years and pushed more than half the population into poverty. He says Lebanon can recover, but it's not possible to say how many years that'll take. Lebanon's politicians have failed to agree on a new government since its prime minister quit last August after the catastrophic Beirut port blast. He has continued in a caretaker capacity since then. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.